What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're hour number two. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to shut off the phone lines for a while because I got a bunch of stories I need to get through before the lovely Lady Claire joins us. So we're going to go to Diana in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you. Yes. I was a big fan of your website, What Really Happened, years ago, and I was delighted to find you again. I've been following your new program, maybe not new, but new to me, your current program for a couple of weeks now. So I was delighted to hear you mention the book Vote Scam. I had just dug out my copy of it a few days ago, and what they say is just as relevant now as it was when they wrote the book, particularly the part about exit polls and how that came about, and how easy it has been for decades now to hack into voting machines, including the ones from Jamestown, New York, which are supposed to be totally unhackable. Turns out nothing is unhackable. And there are part about in the book about why exit polls were scrapped is also very interesting and very relevant reading. They explain how and why it was taken down, because they were too accurate, and it was too difficult to fudge the vote count in the face of these exit polls.
Well, this is one of the reasons we know there were problems during the Democratic primaries, is they kept saying, we don't need exit polls.
That's right. Yeah, it's an outgrowth of that. But they were scrapped quite a long time ago. You mentioned the Victoria Collier article in Harper's. I happen to have that article. She is the daughter of one of the Collier brothers.
Ah,
and she goes into, it's nice to know that the family carries on, because both of them are gone now.
Yes.
So her article is by far the most exhaustive one I have ever seen on how votes can be changed. So anyway, I recommend everybody to look that up. I just double-checked on it myself, and it's still available online if you just Google Harper's Victoria Collier and votes. I have an unrelated question, and I do hope you don't mind my asking.
Go for it.
A couple of days ago, somebody called in with a question about chemtrails, and you seemed to be rather irritated by that. Could you explain to me what your take is on that particular subject, and why you seem so irritated?
Well, because it keeps being brought up over and over and over again, and I have dealt with this issue repeatedly over the last 20 years. And I did take a serious look at all the so-called evidence being presented, and it all turned out to basically be mislabeled photographs and a lot of other material. But without going into the nitpicking situation, here's what it comes down to, okay? Spraying anything from 30,000 feet is a very inefficient thing to do. You know, when you look at crop testers, they're down on the ground. When you look at the spraying for the Zika mosquitoes in Florida, they're down close to the ground. Doing something way up on high is rather a waste. And the so-called gridding of the skies is very easily explained when you realize that most of the cities in the United States have regular commuter flights that go back and forth hour after hour after hour, but the mass of air over the route is shifting. And so that's why each of the succeeding contrails of the airplane is spaced apart in regular intervals. It's really very, very easy. And again, there's a lot of nonsensical stuff being planted on the independent media. They are desperate to make us look like we're a bunch of nutcases so that people will be lured back into believing the corporate media when they tell you vaccines are safe and GMO is good for you and it's okay to drink the water in Flint, Michigan, and Saddam had nuclear weapons, blah, 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 blah. So the reason I get irritated is because we've dealt with this. We've dealt with the phony Apollo, the claim that the Apollo moon landings were faked. We've dealt with Bigfoot. We've dealt with UFO and aliens. And it isn't relevant to... I'm tired of it because it's not relevant to what we're talking about today, which is the political campaign. So when we're talking about politics and corruption and vote fraud and everything, and all of a sudden somebody calls in and says, you know, HAARP is being used to change the weapon. You have to, the weather, you have to, what is their motive? Their motive is to derail the discussion and get it away from what somebody doesn't want it to be heard. Anyway, listen, Diana, thank you very much for the information on the Colliers. And it looks like we had a phone call come back that we thought we'd lost. That's Mark in North Carolina. Mark, you're going to be our last phone call, at least until the next hour. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, I was just you know, on my way home, and I was listening to the radio on the way home, and they were bragging about the economics report today and all that. You know, I always take that with a grain of salt. What do you think? They're just getting low-paying jobs, and they're you know, probably a lot of illegal aliens taking these jobs and other immigrants. And they're just not saying it, or
no? They're just flat out lying about everything right now. I mean, we know that job participation rate in this country among the legal citizens is about 70%. We've got 94 million legal Americans who are willing and able to work who have not been able to find a job for months, if not years. The illegal immigrants and the refugees are only adding to the problem. Technically, legally, they're not supposed to work in this country anyway. So if anybody is hiring, they're in violation of immigration laws. And
that's who they're hiring. That's who's probably getting those jobs, probably, right?
Well, if they are, they're risking jail time and the loss of their business if the immigration laws were being enforced, which under Obama they're not.
Yeah, but they're not. Yeah, like you said, they're not being enforced. But they're doing everything they can now to manipulate everything, to cook the books and everything else. Now, I understand, like, the GNP was actually lower than expected, but it was actually manipulated a couple of months before. Make it look higher than it really was.
Yeah, I mean we've seen this pattern many, many times before. They'll come out with the GDP for the last quarter was higher than expected. It's way up here, and everything is good. And then 2 months down the road, they'll say, "Well, we have to revise that number back down." And they do it quarter after quarter after quarter after quarter after quarter. And right now, the Federal Reserve, all the banks, all the financial regulatory authorities are trying to paint as rosy a picture of the economy as possible in order to support the incumbent candidates for office and, of course, to support Hillary Clinton by making it look like Obama's economy is actually working. When anybody can walk down the main street of their nearby town or city and see for themselves, things are not very good in this country at all.
Yeah, do you think that the people seeing through them enough, or do you think people are going to eat it up and wind up putting that witch in the White House?
I don't think Hillary Clinton can honestly be elected to the White House, but she's getting ready to steal it. And the corporate media is going to help her because they don't want Donald Trump, because an honest government coming into Washington, D.C. would be the end of careers. There'd be jail time. They could unravel that whole narcocracy. And from their point of view, they're fighting for their very existence, and that justifies doing anything at all. You know, we're fighting for our lives, so of course we're going to rig the election and lie, cheat, steal, and kill people. You know, we're the victims here. Those American voters want to take our jobs away from us. We're, you know, so forth. Anyway, listen, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network, and we're talking about a whole bunch of things, but right now we're talking about Iran and this scandal over the ransom. And the U.S. government is trying to take the position that this was a settlement of some other kind of a deal or payment completely unrelated to the four Americans who were released at the same time this ransom was paid. And here's where it gets kind of interesting, because 7 months ago, Iran came on out and said, the U.S. paid us a ransom for the release of these four Americans. And nobody was paying attention to it. Now, one of the released hostages, Abedini, is saying Iran held the plane with the four Americans at the airport until after that ransom plane arrived. And the idea that this is some kind of an above-board payment of some kind of an arranged debt falls apart when you find out the payment was delivered as plastic-wrapped bundles of cash on pallets in an unmarked plane. And Iranian television has now broadcast photos of these pallets of cash in multiple currencies. Now, Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to spin this by saying that, we gave the Iranians $400 million of your tax money because in the long run, it was going to save you more money. We're right into Orwell here. You know, $400 million is going to save you. Warming is cooling. Winning is losing. Ignorance is strength. Freedom is slavery. War is peace. And they're just definitely going on with that nonsense. And again, if this payment was above board, why wasn't it sent as an electronic bank transfer or some kind of other certified cashier check? Bundles of cash wrapped on pallets in an unmarked plane, that's the sort of thing that drug users do, drug dealers, drug lords. It was done in a way that was hoped would not be traceable. All right. Now then, over in Russia and Ukraine, things are getting very tense there. The president of the Republic of Donetsk, Alexander Zakharchenko, is basically warning Kiev that if they attack Donetsk, Donetsk is prepared to not just defend Donetsk, but push the Ukrainian army all the way back to Kiev. Things are getting very, very tense there. And remember, from the point of view of the people of Donetsk, they're fighting for their homes, their freedom, their families. There has been a huge problem with desertion in the Ukrainian army. They don't like the idea of firing on fellow Ukrainians, no matter what the reason is. Now, there's another story coming on out from Global Research up in Canada. Apparently, the RAND Corporation, which is this multi-generational think tank that is relied on by the U.S. government, has been tasked with laying out scenarios for a coming U.S. war with China. And people who've been paying attention to U.S. military history, they understand RAND was the premier think tank for thinking the unthinkable. In fact, they came up with that phrase, nuclear war with Russia. And this idea that the U.S. could somehow win a nuclear war with Russia. I remember during that period, there was one member of Congress, I forget his name, and he got up on the floor of Congress and said, "Yeah, if World War III leaves only one couple alive on Earth, I want that couple to be American." Which is not something those of us who are not that one couple really care to hear. But that does seem to be a bit of the mindset. RAND has been around so long, they even get made fun of. In the movie Dr. Strangelove, Dr. Strangelove, played by Peter Sellers, talks about, you know, we've commissioned a study by the Blend Corporation, you know, talking about mines and nuclear bombs and everything. So everybody knows about this group. They're the ones who basically dropped the blueprints for Armageddon. Now, part of the reason Joe Scarborough and MSNBC tried to concoct this idea that Donald Trump was asking, why can't we use nuclear weapons, has to do with what's called the no first use policy, which a lot of countries claim to abide by, including Israel, which has this thing about, well, we're not going to tell you if we have nuclear bombs or not, but we promise we won't be the first ones to use them in the Middle East. Gets a little weird out there. But apparently, a high-ranking U.S. Air Force official is basically saying that we shouldn't really formalize a no-first-use policy, that the U.S. may find itself in a situation of losing a conventional war with Russia and China, in which first use of nuclear weapons becomes perfectly reasonable for everybody not in the target areas, of course. So that's what they're thinking. They're understanding. They may not actually be able to win a conventional war against Russia and China. I've been looking at the specs of the various weapons. And to give you just one example of how bad things are, the latest generation of Russian air-to-air radar homing missiles has twice the range of the American latest generation of air-to-air missiles, meaning the Russians can start shooting down our fighters long before U.S. fighters get close enough to shoot back. That's a bad, bad tactical situation. And then there, of course, is the morale of the troops, which is not good after all these years of war. Coming out of Sputnik News, new report reveals suicide rate among U.S. veterans is skyrocketing. It has increased 32% from 2001 to 2014. And for some reason, it's primarily hitting female veterans. And of course, veterans who are not being cared for by the Veterans Administration, which at this point is pretty much most of them. Because then they needed the money for the new artwork, for the front lobby and the offices and everything like that. There's another video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com you got to look at. And it's this State Department spokesman, and he's doing the press briefing. And he's in a good mood, and very obviously, you know, is near the end of his tenure. So he was in a goofball mood, was welcoming these new interns to the press pool, to this ongoing exercise in transparency and democracy, at which point he cracks up and he starts laughing himself silly. And then one of the older reporters sitting in the room saying, really, I thought this was always spin and obfuscation. And everybody's laughing. They all know it's total bovine excrement. They can't even keep a straight face anymore. You got to watch that video. It's a giggle. Now, down in Israel, the U.S. is about to, what they, to put it bluntly, compensate Israel for the Iran deal with the biggest military aid package ever. And Israel is saying it's not big enough. And Israel is also angry because they're angry that the Obama administration wants to end this provision that allows over a quarter of that aid to be spent inside Israel rather than the United States. See, part of all of this aid to Israel is that Israel will now come back and buy weapons from the defense contractors in this country. So it's all your money one way or the other. And Israel was allowed to spend one quarter of it on their own military industries, and Obama wants to take that out, and Netanyahu's saying absolutely not. In fact, we want to spend all of it here. It's our money. You gave it to us. We should spend it where we want. Meanwhile, there's another little bit of a wrinkle in all these negotiations, because even though Israel is accepting all this money from the U.S., they are still maintaining their ties with al-Nusra. And everybody's playing everybody over there. And it's hard to tell who's really friend or foe without a scorecard. Now, tomorrow is, of course, the very sad anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. And it should serve as a reminder. I'm sure there's going to be movies and documentaries about it, and you should look at them to understand what is at risk if we allow this war party to continue ruling Washington, D.C. They're openly talking about first use of nuclear weapons. And most of us alive today, just like war on our own soil, a nuclear bomb is an abstraction. It's something we see on TV and movies. We don't have a real immediate comprehension of just how terrible it is. And remember, the bombs used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were minuscule compared to today's weapons. Hiroshima, I think, was something like 15 kilotons. Those B-61 bombs that are sitting in Turkey right now are dialable up to 370 kilotons, almost 20 times as powerful. And this idea that the RAND Corporation, at the height of the Cold War, was thinking that a nuclear war could be winnable is the height of absurdity. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with news of the economy.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I get to the economic news, I got to share something with you. As we mentioned earlier in the program, Hillary Clinton has finally given an actual press conference after 8 months. And it was controversial because no white people were allowed in the press pool. Only blacks and Latinos. Which proves to us that Hillary Clinton is the racist in this presidential race. And Hillary probably had all these people vetted and thought they were all going to be very cooperative and ask the questions she wanted to ask. And it certainly looked that way because when she took to the podium, everybody's cheering and applauding. They love Hillary. But it may have backfired on her just a little teensy bit because one of the reporters actually asked her about her claim last Sunday that FBI Director James Comey had agreed with her that she had been perfectly truthful with the American people and the U.S. Congress. And, of course, that was absolutely not the reality. And then they tried to back off and say, well, that was how Hillary recalled it all. She's got a poor memory. I mean, she doesn't remember anything from one day to the next here. And then that really wasn't making anybody happy. So they backed off again and said, well, this was merely Hillary's opinion that Director Comey had said she wasn't lying to Congress and the people. So her excuse today is she kind of short-circuited. That's the phrase she used when she was asked that question and she was thinking about Comey. She just, her brain kind of short-circuited. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, a president with a faulty memory whose brain occasionally will short-circuit and present a very distorted view of reality doesn't sound like a good idea. Not a good idea at all. And so I have absolutely no doubt that short-circuited is going to become part of the anti-Hillary lexicon. Vote for Hillary, she's short-circuited. Or vote for Hillary, she's forgetful. Vote for Hillary because America needs a reckless, negligent, careless president. All right, let's get on to the economic news here. Jason Baruch is out there saying pretty much what's been obvious for a while. The next major banking crisis is starting in Europe. It's all starting to come down. And again, it's all because of that 11th marble. Private central banking, by design, produces more debt than money with which to pay that debt until the debt overwhelms the system and brings it down. And because of globalism, they're all going to pull down together. Now, apparently Obama was asked about the growing problem with default for student loans, which is now at academic levels in this country, because kids were lured into this idea that a college degree would mean higher wages and salaries with which they could repay the student loans. And that's not the reality. In fact, economists have actually done the math work and discovered that people who go into the job market right out of high school actually are economically better off than kids who go to college on those student loans. But Obama says, no, this is great. This is the way the economy is supposed to work. Apparently, student debt slavery is good for the economy. All debt slavery is good for the economy. As long as you're all slaves to debt, then the economy is fine and we will all be happy. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show on that phone call, under the Obama economy, 94,333,000 legal American citizens willing and able to work have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. Our labor force participation, I had the number wrong. I said it was 70%. It's actually 62.8%. That is more than double the Great Depression of the 1930s, which maybe we should start calling the not as great as we were told Depression of the 1930s. And here's where we are from Barack Obama and the current U.S. government. After all the bailouts, GM is making cars in Mexico, and you can't drink the water in Flint, Michigan. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get into the immigration and refugee nonsense, earlier in the show, I had reported on how one of the four freed American hostages released by Iran when that $400 million showed up in the plane said that Iran did not let the plane carrying the freed Americans take off until the ransom plane had landed. The spin now coming out of the Obama administration is it was simply an air traffic control issue, and it was only a coincidence that the plane that had to land first was carrying the ransom money. It could have been any plane. It could have been the Big Bunny. It could have been Air Force Two or whatever. It's only a coincidence. You conspiracy theory people out there, you know, I mean, rigged elections conspiracy theory. It's ridiculous. One good thing to note is how the corporate media and the government are now clearly on the defensive as this stuff is coming out. They're reactive. They don't have the initiative anymore, which unfortunately they can regain by setting off a nuclear bomb someplace. But they're in trouble, and I think they're finally beginning to realize it. All right, getting on to immigration. Support for German Chancellor Angela Merkel has plunged. 65% of the German people are not happy with her. There's no way she's going to survive her next election unless they start importing those Diebold machines right now. Diebold, elections delivered. Apparently over in Norway, there is this migrant that they're describing only as being of African origin, who's basically a suspect in a serial string of rapes. And apparently he went after this Norwegian woman, and two brothers intervened and saved her. But this kind of stuff is just happening all over the place there. Now, there's another article coming out of the Daily Bell. Remember that idea of the North American Union? We're just going to merge Mexico and the United States and Canada into one big economic union, just like the European Union. Won't that be swell? Look how wonderful that worked out for Europe. And a lot of people were opposed to the idea. So it kind of sort of faded away. But apparently now it's coming back, but it's got a new name, Greater Integration. And maybe that's why they felt it was okay to run a Canadian for U.S. president. Why we have the president of Mexico just so happy to throw his underachieving citizens, to put it politely, across the Rio Grande. And by the way, I don't know that Trump needs to build a wall that's very expensive. Let's just put crocodiles in the Rio Grande and the problem will solve itself there. Now, as you know, tonight is the opening ceremony of the Rio Olympics. A lot of controversy going on there. And this bizarre story coming on out. Apparently, the Washington Post, to deal with this huge flood of information coming out of the Olympics, is actually going to be using artificial intelligence software to write news reports and feed Twitter during the Olympics. And interesting. It's not a new idea. When I was in high school, I actually built a computer out of telephone relays, and I used it to generate a storyline for a short story that was published in the school newspaper. So that's not a new idea. But one has to wonder how this AI is going to handle some of the stories that we have coming out of the Olympics already. Apparently, the Brazilian riot police had to use tear gas and pepper spray on protesters lining the route for the Olympic torch, which was run up to the Jesus statue, and tonight they're going to light that big Olympic torch during the opening ceremony. Another little embarrassment. Getting ready for the opening ceremonies tonight, Olympic officials had to literally cut their way into the stadium. They misplaced the keys to the main gate. That's a good one. And finally, another story. Apparently, this Russian vice consul in Rio de Janeiro was driving along the street when a robber in a motorcycle attempted to rob him. This Russian vice consul grabbed the criminal, the robber, off the motorcycle, dragged him into the car, and shot him dead. Those Russians are tough. They don't mess around. Good for him. Now, getting on to, we have a phone call. We're going to go ahead and start taking phone calls again. Lauren, Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I have a question for you. I have recently heard about dark pools in the stock market, and I was just kind of curious. I was wondering if you think that the reason the stock market is so high or continues to defy logic is because the Fed is using dark pools or somehow is finding a way to manipulate the stock market to keep it high in order to get Hillary elected into the White House. And I'll let you answer that, and I'll take your answer off the air. Thank you, Mike.
All right, well, thank you. Well, first of all, there's nothing new with the stock market being rigged. In fact, it goes all the way back to Bill Clinton's administration when he formed what was called the President's Advisory Group on the Markets. Now, it's more commonly known as the Plunge Protection Team. And its job was, as the name suggests, to intervene in the market, to push the stock market up so that the Obama administration could use it as a banner to wave at the American people to say, look, the economy's doing great. And they've been doing it ever since then. And that's why the stock market has become disconnected from the economic reality of this country. And even worse, it has become hideously overvalued. because the way they push up the stock market is with marketing forces, you know, buying to create demand and let the numbers run on up. If ordinary citizens were doing what the Plunge Protection Team does, they would be in prison. It basically amounts to stock manipulation fraud, but it's okay if the president does it, as Richard Nixon used to say. So we know the rigging has been going on, and one of the ways they do it is simply to provide zero interest capital to brokerages to buy and sell and manipulate the stocks. Another way that they do it is with these high frequency trading systems, which the big brokers are allowed to use and ordinary people are not. They can be very dangerous. In fact, the first try of high frequency trading drove the market into utter chaos. And that's when they banned it. And then all of a sudden, a couple of years ago, actually, I think it was about 4 years ago, they started saying, well, we're going to let the high-frequency trading start again, but only for a selected few Wall Street brokerages. And so the market really is wide open to rigging. Now, on the issue of overvaluation, in theory, in an honest stock trading environment, the price of a stock is supposed to be reflective of its underlying worth, what its earnings are, what the dividends are, and the price of a stock is supposed to be a multiple of that value. Whatever it generates in a year, you multiply that by something like 16, and that's the price of the stock. When you manipulate a market through supply and demand, you start breaking that ratio, and the market becomes overvalued. And the danger of an overvalued market is really very, very simple. In the event of a correction or a crash, the prices of the stock are going to drop down to where the underlying value supports the new prices. And the more overvalued a market is, the greater that plunge will be. And when it happens, only the first ones to sell out will actually get their money back. Everybody else is going to be left holding a very impressive-looking report from their brokerage with an impressive-looking number at the bottom, and that's all it's going to be. That's all they're going to have, is an impressive-looking number at the bottom of a brokerage report. We saw the same thing happening in the crash of the 1930s, 1929. Manipulation to drive the market up after the dip they had in August started overvaluing the market. So that when the Black Friday crash happened, it was intense. All righty, getting on back to police. There's been yet another nasty incident down in Houston. This social worker was pulled over and for a traffic violation. And the officer who was issuing the citation was apparently belligerent and abusive, and she became afraid. And so she dialed 911 and said, can we get a second officer here? Because this officer is frankly making me afraid. And at which point, closed circuit television camera shows this officer who pulled her over getting physical, yanking her out, and then eventually charging her with resisting arrest. All she did, well, the officer said she crossed a double white line while driving. She says it didn't happen. But it's another example. If she crossed a white line, issue the ticket, let her go. Where's all this chest thumping coming from here? Now, a little bit of good news coming out of Virginia. The jury did convict the police officer in the fatal shooting of William Chapman. However, they recommended he only serve 2.5 years in jail. The police officer is white. The victim was black. It really is out of control. All right, we already covered the Yantis situation here. So let's talk a little bit about computers and computer hacking. It's becoming a major, major problem. By the way, somebody just wrote on in and said the 225,000 jobs they're claiming were created, those are all Hillary's added staff and her online shills and her computer goon squad, which we know they have. There's a separate pack that has a huge budget, and they are basically waging the online war in support of her Hillary-ness. We've been talking about the online advertising industry, and frankly, I think it needs to start policing itself. It's getting aggressive It's getting intrusive. And I can tell that the people behind the online advertising industry don't actually have a lot of experience in advertising. Now, I worked a lot of years in advertising because in the early days of computer animation, only TV commercials could afford that high dollar per second cost of the first efforts into computer animation. I worked at this wonderful company called Robert Abel and Associates. They were incredibly famous for what that they were doing. There have even been museum exhibits in Japan about the work that we did back then. But it was very expensive. We were writing our own software. The hardware was expensive. And most of the work that we did in the early days was for TV commercials and network logos. Nobody else had the money. Movies really didn't have a lot of it. And certainly TV shows couldn't. Today it's different. Everybody can afford computer animation. And that's a good thing. It's a powerful, wonderful tool here. But I digress. The point I'm making here is very simple. When you work in advertising, after a while, you come to understand that being aggressive and forcing yourself in front of the viewers is a turnoff. They're not going to look at your ads if you're just shoving it at them as hard as you can. Advertising that works involves luring the viewer in with a question, with a riddle, with humor, with good photography. They have to want to look at your ad or they're absolutely not going to respond to it. They're not going to click on it. And by the way, there's a lot of fraud going on with ad companies that charge per click. They've been caught many, many times just having their own little robots go on out and click their ads on the websites where they're showing. Huge amounts of fraud there. The big problem these days, of course, is malvertising. As you know, there are legions of cyber criminals out there who want to infect your machine for profit, for giggles, for whatever. And they understand most people have become very sophisticated with antivirus software. They don't open attachments from people they don't know. And so what these criminals will do, and it's another form of organized crime, they'll set up a legitimate front company that claims to be selling something like tea cozies. And then they'll go on out to the online advertisers and say, we're a tea cozy company. We're launching an online ad campaign. Will you help us out? And the online advertising company will say, sure, we will. They'll take them as a client. They'll put the ads out on the websites that are clients of the advertising agency or publishers as they are of the advertising agency. And then the tea cozy company will quietly sneak some of their malware into the advertising. And that's becoming a major problem. Malvertising risk has increased by 400% just in the last 6 months. This is according to a security company, RiskIQ. There are now websites you can go to. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and post a couple of them to whatreallyhappened.com, where you can type in the URL of a website, and it will try and tell you if there's malvertising present. But the authors of the malware are constantly changing it to try and evade, and there's absolutely no control on the industry. And the government's not interested in dealing with computer crime. Why? It makes money. And in the fascist states of America, what makes money is good. And what doesn't make money is bad. That's it. That's the entire morality of the U.S. government. Money is good. Everything else is bad. At this point, and this shows you how out of control this is, ransomware has left almost 10% of British companies unable to operate. More than half of British businesses have been hit by ransomware, and 10% were left unable to operate. Remember, there's a new form of ransomware out there that's a hoax. When you get infected, it doesn't encrypt your files. It just deletes them. And you send in the money, and you never hear from them again. And the same U.S. government that insists you take their word that Russia was behind the DNC email leak can't do a thing about it, can they? Kind of seems like somewhere or other somebody's lying about that. If you are on Twitter, be very, very careful about clicking on shortened URLs. Apparently, there is a new phishing tool on Twitter that is snagging 2 out of every 3 users. It's almost like somebody has declared open season on every computer in the world. Like they feel it's their property. Doesn't matter if you bought it. It's their property to come on in and make money off of you any way they can. And of course, even without malware, browser hijackers are a big problem because they're planting ads they make money off of on websites they don't even own. And that's another form of stealing. All right, got to take a break. Back with the next segment after these few words.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to do a couple of science stories. Over at CERN, at the Large Hadron Collider, which is going to be offline, I think, for 2 years, or they're rewiring it to gain power. But apparently last December, CERN announced they had found a new particle. Well, we found another one. And it basically set the physics world abuzz. They were looking at all the data, and they were saying, this is going to change our understanding of the universe. And apparently, they've now come on back and said that it was a mistake. It was a random statistical fluctuation, which tells you they're down there hunting in the noise. Now, real quick, CERN is famous for having found something they think might have been the so-called Higgs boson, the God particle, which they had to have to make the Big Bang theory work. Because if the universe emerged from a single spot, it would have been literally the greatest black hole in the cosmos and unable to escape its own gravity well. So they came up with this wonderful idea. When the Big Bang happened, there were these two fundamental particles. And neither one had any mass at all. So there was no gravity. And that's why the Big Bang could just happen like that. And then after the universe was large enough to escape its own gravity well, how very clever, these two particles interacted to form matter as we know it that has mass and gravity. And the particle that adds the mass and the gravity was the Higgs boson, hence the name the God particle. It's another variation on the theme of epicycles. Now, one of the concerns I have about all of this is that, first of all, there's a lot of reasons to doubt the theory of the Big Bang. I've written an article about it. You can take a look at it online if you want. But particle physicists like to joke that studying matter with these colliders is like smashing two mechanical clocks together and trying to guess what the clocks looked like based on the springs and gears and levers that fly on out. Now, let's take that analogy one step further and speculate that given enough speed at the moment of collision, individual teeth from the clock gears will break off and fly out as separate, distinct pieces. But obviously, prior to the collision, they did not exist as separate, distinct pieces. Their separateness is caused by the collision. And the same could easily be true of the ultra-tiny particles generated by the collisions of the Large Hadron Collider, including what we're being asked to accept on faith, mahi dictum est, as the God particle. We may be spending huge amounts of money studying artifacts of the experimental process itself and not actually finding anything that exists in nature. And nobody seems able to or even willing to want to deal with that. Now, we're talking about Flint, Michigan and the water. Apparently, the Flint mayor, because of the economic problems in Flint, has suspended garbage pickup, telling the residents to keep the trash inside until they can find another solution. All right, we're going to take a break for our top of the hour network identification. Back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
To shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.